We hear these words, but sometimes they just kind of go in one ear and out the other. I thought we could explore a little bit what our Lord meant when he said, whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. We've heard those words many times, I'm sure. I always found it kind of curious when I was younger how on Good Friday we would all process up and kiss the cross, that instrument of torture. Next Sunday, we'll have an opportunity to celebrate the triumph of the cross, a great feast day in the church, in which we will actually venerate the relic of the Holy Cross, of the true cross. What does the cross represent? It was the most terrible instrument of torture, terrible. So I know it must represent suffering, and it must represent a certain dying, a dying to oneself. It might be kind of difficult for people like us living in this culture where we're just a little bit too comfortable most of the time. How can we speak about the cross when we have a sufficiency of pretty much everything? And so perhaps the idea of carrying our cross escapes our minds. But perhaps there's this nagging thought that we should pay more attention to these words of Jesus regarding carrying our cross. And it is true that even in our comfort-seeking culture, we are each confronted with something that causes us to suffer. It could be sickness, difficulties in the family, economic uncertainty, and so, etc. The cross could also be understood as not being appreciated by our family or our friends or our employer. So the cross can come to us in a lot of different forms. In a sense, you could even say that God tailors the cross to each person's spiritual needs. To keep us from spiritual pride, he can let us experience rejection and opposition, for example. If we refuse to carry our cross, we end up being disordered, rudderless. So carrying our cross, to me, it seems like it's very much related to the whole idea of doing penance. Jesus says, unless you do penance, you shall all perish. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. What does he mean by, unless you do penance, you shall all perish? What exactly is penance? And how does it relate to our carrying of our cross? We all know when a priest gives us penance to do after confession, we know what that means. It has to do with making up for our sins, cooperating with God's grace, in cleansing our souls of the stains of sin, of the effects of our sins. And then we have the angel at Portugal who appeared to the children before Our Lady did a year or so beforehand and said to them, penance, penance, penance. Three times the angel said that. The children at Fatima one time asked Our Lady what she meant by making sacrifices. And Our Lady said, make of everything you can a sacrifice for God. And so these little children, they started wearing a tight rope around their waist, underneath of their clothes. They started giving up their lunches to the poor. They would not drink water all day, even when the weather was hot and they were shepherding their sheep. And many other things that they did in response to Our Lady's summons to do penance, to make sacrifice for our sins. when Lucia was being mistreated by her family, for clinging on to her belief that she was actually seeing the Mother of God. She realized that that mistreatment could be offered up for the conversion of sinners. It would be her cross. It would be her penance. And she had to carry a very heavy cross, but she knew that it could be helpful, useful for others. The children had been shown a vision of hell, and so they wanted to rescue as many people as possible from having to go to that terrible place. And so it seems like the children realized that carrying their cross meant being willing to suffer for God, that their sufferings might be efficacious for those who were headed for damnation. Our Lady was teaching the rest of us through these little children, teaching us how to rescue and save ourselves and others from eternal damnation by carrying our daily cross in a spirit of penance and reparation. For the most part, I think we pretty much seek comfort, freedom from pain and discomfort. But Jesus seems to be telling us very clearly that if we wish to be his disciples, we have to be willing to carry our cross and do penance. I think perhaps we would rather not at times, but these little children teach us the value of sacrifice, the value of penance, the value of the cross that we kiss on Good Friday. Practically, this means that we have to mortify our appetites. Sometimes we want to eat that delicious food. We can make a little sacrifice. Sometimes we want a snack between meals, another good little sacrifice that we could make. It might mean instead of watching a lot of TV or scrolling on our phones, that instead we say a rosary for a fallen away Catholic. Whatever causes us to be a bit inconvenienced and perhaps even to suffer can be turned into something very good for ourselves and for others. You know, when you look at the lives of the saints, so many of them actually prayed that they could suffer more so they could be united more deeply with Christ and his sacrifice on the cross. And when you think about it, here at this very Mass, aren't we urged to do the same when we make the offering of our lives to Christ? Here, as members of Christ's mystical body, we can actually unite our lives with his. We can become one with him in his redemptive work of salvation. So let's pray that the Lord help us to do penance, to carry our cross with joy, because it is the way that leads us to resurrection and eternal life.